but I don't feel so lost with you. Fly through the mountain ranges, but I'll never see the danger. That fireball's just swinging, but our hearts are full. I'm not worried when I'm with you. Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Be Real, episode 100. Super exciting to get to 100 episodes and have had so many great conversations and great interviews and just great time talking about how we live our lives with intention and with freedom and with confidence. It's been so cool. So this is 2023. Let's Be Real has been going on for the last 2.5 years. And today we're going to talk about a pause we're making. We're going to say goodbye for now on this podcast. And of course, it's always an opportunity to learn. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the decisions that you're making and how you make those decisions and how you know when it's time to end something. Because I actually think it takes a ton of courage to end things. I was thinking about this as I drove in this morning. Actually, I think that without intention, it's more normal to let things end badly than it is to end at the right time and to end well. And there can be all kinds of reasons for that. I think that we generally don't like change as people, even people who say they like change. It takes us a lot to adjust. And so when we are at sort of a homeostasis, we're moving in something, even if that something isn't the best or as good as it could be, a lot of times we'll just stick with it because at least it's known and we have a routine and it works. And for a lot of us, particularly leaders, you can have things in your life that are good, but they might not be the best. And it's easier sometimes to just allow yourself to keep everything going than it is to take a hard look and make decisions around what actually serves you the best and serves others the best, and allows you to live within limits and have balance in your life. So I want to talk about the process of how we came to this decision for Let's Be Real for now, and also some maybe ways that you could think about these things as well in your life, whether it's about work decisions or life decisions. This is a perfect time in the year to be asking these questions. Is there something that I need to pause or delete, defer, delete, or just say goodbye to for now that is making space for what might be next? And one of the hard things about endings is a lot of times we need endings to come before beginnings so that there is space there for dreaming and for planning, or, you know, really for our faith in God, our faith in what God has for us and his purposes for us, that space between the endings and the beginnings. A lot of us try to orchestrate knowing exactly where we're going so that when we end, we're able to say, like, I know exactly what's next and I feel confident and secure in my decision. But really, endings often take making that decision without knowing what's next, without knowing what might be coming. So I want to mention sort of three ways that I'm thinking about this, and we'll apply it to the podcast here. And then kind of maybe that's something that you can take with you as well into 2023. And plus, there's going to be plenty of ways for us to stay connected. So this is just one of them. Okay, so the first one is this, the courage to leave things. The first one is, I always like to say, start with the origin story. How did this thing begin so that you can return to the why? All of us have a reason for beginning things that we're in, whether that's a relationship, whether that's a decision that we've made about education, about work, about life choices. You've got to always return to the why. What was the circumstances at the time that this felt like the direction that my life was taking? So for Let's Be Real, this was really born out of the pandemic. It was a time where I was right in the middle of starting a new book, but also all of the in-person speaking was just going away. So my preference is in-person. My preference is connection and interaction, which we'll talk about in a moment. So we came to this place where it was like, okay, everyone's at home. Nobody's traveling. All of these things have gone away. And really, Let's Be Real was born out of the opportunity to say, how do we keep serving and reaching you guys when some of the models that we've used in the past aren't here, and we don't know when they're going to come back or if they're going to come back. And that was really the story behind the podcast, was let's do this short-term experiment to reach our people and to be with our people, especially in the midst of writing another book, getting that audience, you guys together, being able to interact around, especially relationships, which was what my last book was about. And that was the origin story of Let's Be Real. So we want to ask, what was the why, and is the why still true, or has the why changed,
or does the why no longer apply? And so with Let's Be Real, that was the questions that we were asking my partners, my team. Where did this start? And is the why still true? Does the why still apply? And in reflecting on that question, it was like, well, yeah, the why is still true. I still love these interactions. But the question was, is this the best model for that in this moment? Does it still apply right now? And we had to take a hard look and say, maybe not. Maybe this isn't the best way to reach the community that we have here. Is there something different or more? And a lot of times for me, I want to hold on to things until I can figure out what that different is. But sometimes there's just not capacity then. The brain space is not available to even think about those things while the other things are still going on. So we ask those questions. Is the why still there? Has the why changed, or does the why no longer apply? And obviously, as we come out of the pandemic, in some ways, the why does not apply anymore. No longer is the podcast just a replacement for all of these in-person things, because those things are coming back. But what is the message here? What is working, and what can we apply for the future? Whenever you have to ask about leaving things, the second thing that I like to talk about is how to face the secondary gain of continuing forward. So secondary gain is a concept from counseling that I've talked about before, but the idea there is we either change or don't change for the reason in front of us, but a lot of times there's secondary reasons why we continue to do something, let's say, that we don't want to do. So for instance, let's take if you know, 2023, everyone's like, I want to get healthy. Everyone says that at the beginning of the year. I want to work out more. I want to eat clean. I want to eat healthy. I want to lose some weight, whatever. And one of the things about eating, for instance, is you can ask the question, well, what's the secondary gain of me staying this way? And it's like, well, maybe eating is a comfort for me. Maybe it's an emotional release. Maybe when I, am feeling stressed or have emotions I don't want to deal with, it's easier to feel better by eating. Okay, so there's secondary gain to your eating. Obviously, the problem is not just you need a menu plan. The problem is that there's more connected to changing than just the immediate thing in front of you. And that's pretty true for most changes in our life. We think about a relationship that you're in. Maybe you want more out of your relationship, your marriage, your friendships. And you have to ask the question, well, what am I gaining by not changing anything? And a lot of times, for instance, in relationships, what we gain by not changing anything is we don't have to face our fear of what would happen if the person doesn't come through for us the way we want, or we don't have to face conflict, and we may not feel good about conflict. We might feel insecure about conflict. So instead of actually expressing or being vulnerable or expressing our desires, we just hold them back. And then we just complain to our friends and to our family and to everyone else about how we don't love our marriage or whatever. But the reality is there's a secondary gain to us not changing. So anytime you're looking at ending something or thinking about making a change, you want to ask yourself the really hard question and look honestly into the situation and say, what do I gain by not changing? What are some things that are keeping me from changing? And what am I avoiding by continuing with what I'm already doing? And so a lot of times with something like this podcast, it's a beautiful place to connect. We love it, but it's like, oh, but I'm avoiding facing the future. I'm avoiding having time where I'm not sure exactly how to connect. I'm avoiding these things that might make me feel insecure or might give me negative emotions. But at some point you want to ask, like, do I want to continue to do, is that a good reason to keep doing something? So ask yourself, what's the secondary gain? What do I gain really honestly by continuing to do what I'm doing? One of the things about being in content creating or, in the public eye is that a lot of your work, everyone sees you doing it. And all the work that people see you doing, you tend to get affirmation around. And I am the first to know, like, I'm a huge affirmation junkie, and getting affirmation for something might keep me doing something that's good, but not the best. It might keep me doing something that gives me like an instant gratification, but it doesn't give me the time to do deeper work, to do more intentional work around the stuff that I really want to offer the world. And that's true for anything, whether it be social media or podcasting or whatever, where we kind of get that quick hit, which is really, truly an issue of our day in this culture. That quick hit keeps us continuing forward in those things, even if they're not the most beneficial, even if they're not the best use of our time and our treasure. And so we can avoid the deeper things that maybe are harder work, maybe more vulnerable work, more courageous work. And over time, I was like, I don't want to be that person. Like, I want to make sure that I continue to offer quality things in life. So first thing we want to ask is our origin story. Second thing we want to do is face the secondary gain. And then the third thing is, as you come to perhaps a conclusion about what you want to do, no matter if you continue forward with the thing that's in front of you or you decide to end it, I think it's really important to celebrate what has been, to make sure that periodically, whether you say yes to continuing something or not, that you celebrate what has been both professionally and personally. So we were actually thinking about ending this podcast a season ago, and we got through this discernment process and ended up continuing it forward. And we still needed to celebrate what has been, what has grown here, what have we learned here, what have we discovered? And especially on this podcast, the opportunity to connect with people all over the country and really the world, the opportunity to share some authors with you all that maybe you haven't met before, you didn't know about. That is my greatest joy, really being able to say, like, please, like, meet Terrence Lester, like, you know, meet Nicole Lynn Lewis, like, meet these people that maybe have not been in your reading or in your thought life or whatever. Meet Jamar Tisby. Like, it's just been meet David Bailey. Meet Auntie Colbert. Like, I'm thinking back about all these people. Meet Jeff Henderson. By the way, if you want more about endings, go back and listen to the episode with Jeff Henderson, because he wrote a whole book about it. It was so good. So, like, that has been a great joy to be able to introduce you guys. But I realize there's a lot of other vehicles with which I can still do that, that maybe are a better fit for this season and allow the space needed for what God's growing that's new in my life and work that doesn't involve this podcast in this form for right now. So celebrate what has been. Be able to look back and say, how have I grown professionally? What have I offered professionally? How have I grown personally? What has this offered me personally? So many of us, we have an idea, especially again, if you're a leader, one of the great things and hard things about being a leader is that you tend to have a vision, and that vision is an ideal that exists in the future, which means that that vision is always moving to a new place. So that basically means anytime you end something, you're going to feel like you didn't fulfill all that you had for it, because being a leader means that you always have a vision for something more. And so when I work with leaders, a lot of times they really struggle to end things because they feel like, no, I'm not done. I didn't complete it. And I'm like, well, yeah, as a leader, you're never going to be done. You're never going to complete something. That's what makes you a leader. But sometimes, and I love the analogy of thinking of this as a relay and passing the baton on, sometimes you have to ask, is this the end of my leg of this race for now? Do I need to pass this baton on? And so that there's space and room for whatever may come out of that. And this felt like that right time for this podcast was to say it's time to pass the baton. And some of that was because of what was growing in other areas of work. And one of those places that's grown that kind of started at the same time as Let's Be Real is my other podcast, How to Study the Bible. And How to Study the Bible is a great joy in my life. It's been a great place of connection in faith, and really had felt like when looking at the two, it's like, okay, well, this one is growing and is reaching different people. It has a way of connecting maybe perhaps as a podcast that's working, maybe more of a need in that area. And this thing, although so good, growing great, is not the same. Like, there has to be a choice at some point. It's time to celebrate what has been and be able to make space and room for some other things happening in the leadership space that I want to let you guys know about as well. So this is all to say bye for now. It might not be bye forever, but it's bye for now. And we may come back. We may come back in a different form, which I kind of have a feeling we might, but it's going to be a good time to say goodbye and to celebrate 100 great episodes and all that's there. And they still exist. You can always go back to them, but I'd love to stay connected to you. And you can do that. The easiest way is just to get on our email list so that we are connected, and that you can find at nicoleyunis.com/realtalk. There's going to be some opportunities for what I think is really my best of all, which is interaction. There's going to be opportunities for more group interaction that we're going to be announcing to our VIPs, which is our email list, coming up in the next week or two. So if you're not on that list, jump on that list. I can't wait to let you know about a different opportunity to engage, particularly if the kind of content that we've been offering here has been helpful to you, I think that this next offering is going to be even more helpful. So we'd love for you to connect there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for interacting and inviting me into your life, wherever that is in your ears, whether over dinner or exercising or driving or whatever. It's been a real joy. And I'm going to say thank you to all of you. It's been awesome. Bye for now. Come find me on email. See you then. Flying through the mountain ranges, but I never see the danger. That final